Ivoud de Groot is a Dutch wildlife painter. He lives in Ekmond-aan-Zee, a coastal village in the northern Netherlands. However, his works are widely exhibited in Western art shows and galleries throughout Colorado, Nevada, and Utah. He was in Basalt recently, where I caught up with him to talk about what inspires him in the natural settings of the Roaring Fork Valley. Ivoud de Groot looks like he would be at home hiking on Arbany Kittle or fishing on the Frying Pan. He's tan and dressed casually in outdoorsy clothes, jeans and hiking boots. When I meet him, I ask him to pronounce his name. He does, and then he tells me what it means.
Woody the Great.
Woody the Great. That's hard to live up to.
It's just a silly name.
De Groot doesn't just try to live up to expectations. He challenges them. His work blurs the line between traditional and modern painting. We look at his pieces in a gallery, and he explains that the realism of his subjects, often waterfowl and other animals, contrasts with his abstract backgrounds.
What I'm seeking is the mythical qualities in nature. You know, when I, for example, see raven flying, I mean, that for me, that's a mythical. You know, I used to illustrate also bird guides, and that's a very scientific way of looking at them. And I got bored of that because I don't see them just like that. So I'm trying to create a kind of atmosphere, you know, how the way I feel how that particular mammal or bird or whatever is in its environment.
De Groot and I take a walk beside the Roaring Fork River. I ask him what about his work appeals to audiences in the American West. He says that his pieces have a bit of frontier spirit.
I'm not a real traditional painter, although I can paint 100% perfectly realistic if I want. But I do get a really little bored with just doing that. So I'll mix those two different worlds, art types up, and create my own atmosphere, my own space, environment.
It's a beautiful spring morning. I see the water and I see the green leaves on the trees, but as a painter and as someone who mixes kind of this abstract approach with a realistic approach, can you tell me what you see?
Well, I see running water, and that's something always fascinates me because it's like you can just see the light, the glistening of the water, and that's what I often pursue in my paintings, you know. This is very inspirational place.
Can you tell me, how does this compare with your hometown, where you're from and where you paint?
It is completely different, you know. I grew up in a small... It was an old fishing village. We were always outside, you know, so. But that's similar. It's always like, it's light, the sun, and water. I mean, endless inspiration.
So yeah. Your subjects, yeah. You do paint mammals, but really you focus on birds.
Yeah.
And I think that takes a certain eye and a certain person to appreciate birds. So why birds?
Yeah, well, I grew up with birds, you know. Down in the Netherlands, we do not have big wild mammals like bison or elk or whatever, you know. Yeah, you can find maybe some deer and stuff, but you need to go more to like the German border. So it was always birds to me as a kid already, you know. I was drawing birds, you know, when I was 5 years old.
Are you painting while you're here?
I'm just getting lots of inspiration. I'm fishing. I'm fly fishing, you know. Yesterday I went out with two guys to the Frying Pan. And the wildlife out there with birds, all the different warblers and the cardinals, and it was amazing. There was even an osprey who grabbed a trout from the river. I mean, I can enjoy that just as much just to, you know, trying to get that monster brown trout.
Do you have anything specific that you have in your head that you'll get down when you go home?
I'm going to do something with the ospreys. I think I will be doing, you know, something like an osprey getting out of the water, you know, with a trout in his leg, something like that. Yeah.
We'll be looking for that.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for taking the time.
Yeah, well, thank you.